I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God is not limited to a church service, to a sermon. Thank God. Tell somebody, thank God for the sermons. He's not limited to a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning, 8:30 or 11 o'clock. He's not limited. Amen. He's always there. But have you exercised your mind to get in agreement with the fact that God said, I'm always with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will be with you. In the close calls, God is with you. Seems when things seem like they're not working out, God is still with you. And guess what? He's talking to you in the midst of that, telling you the way to go. But see, stress will mess you up and stop you from hearing. He said, in the world, you'll have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer. Anything the world can throw at you, I've already overcome it. And I give you my same strategy. You are overcomers. Matter of fact, you know, I'm thinking of our theme for this year. Pastor, our theme for this year, I was thinking today, the Lord just dropped something in my spirit. He said, more than conquerors. More than conquerors. How many know we are more than conquerors? Come on. I got anybody here that's been in a battle, but you have come to understand, no matter what the battle is, no matter how long it rages, no matter what the giants look like, we are more than conquerors through Christ. In Christ, we are more than conquerors. And see, God will keep you in it. Come on, let me give you a little edumacation here, because see, you get into a trial and initially you feel like you can't handle it. When it first starts, it's like, oh Lord. And the tears don't stop the trial the first week. The moans don't stop the trial the second week. But you find that internally, something is going on. What was troubling you 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden now you wake up and you're a little sharper on it. You see it from another perspective. You say, you know what, I can handle this thing. Me and God can handle this thing. But see, God allowed you to stay in there. But while you were in there, he took the heat out of the fire. But the fire started burning the ropes off of you that you got in, or that you carried into the fire. And now that you're still in the fire, you got victory right in the fire. You know that you are more than a conqueror. In other words, you stop wavering now. You stop questioning now. Now you're on point. Now you're on task. Now you're ready to fight. When you get up in the morning, your feet touch the ground. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing changed yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know I got the victory. I know something's got to give here. Something's got to break here. The devil is a lie. And you start getting control over your mindset. See, because the devil's defeated. Your mind just has to be brought subject. Bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And then in the midst of the trial, all of a sudden you start having peace. What used to frighten you, you can look it right in the eye. So what is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the army of the living God? Doesn't he know? He must not know who I am. Uh-oh, now you're on lock. I said, now you're on lock. See, God had grown you through a trial. And you're ready to enter in now. Tell somebody, I'm getting ready to enter in. When you can start focusing on the finished work. Jesus already fought this battle and won it. And he's given me the same strategy. And I'm a partaker of his inheritance. And I don't have to fight for it. All I have to fight is the fight of faith. Keep my faith in him. Keep my faith in what he's done. Keep my faith in where I'm going. Keep my faith in already what God is. Listen, all that he's given us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I said, he's given us all things. So in my trial, when all these circumstances are trying to say different, and all the pressures come to try to discourage you and try to defeat you in your mind, all it's really doing is pushing you higher, making your spirit buoyant. You can get a man or a woman of God in the corner. You can't keep them there, though. You can push them in the corner and surround them, but guess what? They're coming out. I said, they're coming out. Try to get a hungry lion in the corner. He coming out. Look at somebody tell him, I'm coming out. And I'm coming out gold. I won't be denied. I've been through too much. You've been through too much. Amen. You fought too long. The fight of faith. So stop now. It's time to enter in. I said, it's time. It is. It's a season to enter in. That's not just a saying. It's a season. God is up to something right now. How do we know? I got evidence. I got evidence. I got substance. Tell somebody beside, just keep watching me. Look at the other side. Tell them, just keep watching. You're going to see what I'm talking about. Tell somebody, my Kairos is here. Tell somebody else, my Kairos is here. That Kairos is a time. It's an appointed time. A time when what has to happen. I don't care what's happening. The Kairos is a time when what has to happen for you is going to happen. In spite of or including everything else that's contrary to it. God don't care what's contrary to what he said. Listen, God don't care one iota how bad it looks. He saw it before you saw it. He knows it better than you know it. But when the Kairos knocks, I don't care what it takes. I hear Elisha saying, by this time tomorrow. Come on, when the Kairos is there, God don't say in a couple of years. God don't say, you know, maybe in a few months. No, God says by this time tomorrow. When your Kairos is there, stuff shifts. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, stuff shifts in the spirit. Has anybody sensed a shifting in the spirit? Something is moving. I tell you, God is up to something. There's a shift. You better take note of those shifts. If your heart is circumcised, you feel it. It's very tender. You feel God is up to something. I ain't got time for complaining. I ain't got time to look at what you're doing wrong. I ain't got time to hear no foolishness. God is initiating something. It's a Kairos. That woman with the unjust judge, she stayed diligent. All she did was stay her course. This judge is going to avenge me. I'm going to have what God said. I'm going to have what God said. That woman was the least in society. Judge, Bible says, didn't fear God like a Pharaoh. I don't care how high up they are. I don't care how big they are. I don't care what kind of giant it is. They can spew out curses all they want. That judge didn't fear God and he didn't fear man. And there was a little old woman. She kept on coming. Kept on coming. Come on, tell somebody, keep on coming. Keep on keeping on. Sometimes you got to limp a little while. Huh? Sometimes you stop and have to pause and take a deep breath. And keep on coming. She kept on coming. But as she kept coming, there was the dissecting of the supernatural with the natural. See, her kairos came with her continual. See, all we can do is be diligent and vigilant. Stay the course. Because in that course is a kairos, is an appointment. As long as you don't quit, as long as you don't give up, even when you want to give up, get back up. Even when you lay down, get back up. And just you know, get right with God and go on. God don't hold it against you. Matter of fact, he's waiting on you to get back up. Matter of fact, he'll help you up sometime. Come on. Come on, we're too close now. Come on, we're too close. You can't stop now. You're about to get your breakthrough. Your life is about to change forever. Come on, listen. Some lives are going to change dramatically. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, I said, some lives are going to change dramatically. Dreams, stuff you couldn't even dream about. Lord, how could this be? Oh, I see it. I see it. You about to walk up on it. Huh? I said, you about to walk up on it. Come on, tell somebody, my set time has come. Come on, tell somebody, I see blessing. I see blessing. Come on, tell them, I see greatness. Come on, tell them, I see greatness on you. Come on, tell them, I see breakthrough. Come on, tell them, I see breakthrough on you. Come on, there's something on you. There's something come on you. It's time. I said, it's time. When it looked like everything is going down, God says, uh-uh. When it looked like everything about to fold up, God says, uh-uh. That is not my plan. But sometimes you have to go through the narrow way. Because see, God is making you. He's already got what you need. He's already blessed you. But he got to make you. So you got to get in the narrow way. To where you're trusting God. To where, okay, I ain't trusting on none of the resource I have. I'm not trusting on any of my ability. I'm not trusting on anybody else. I'm trusting in God and in God alone. God is my help. God is my source. God is my way maker. God is my everything. Watch out. You're coming through the narrow way. You're coming through. You're crossing over the Jordan. Hallelujah. That's why it's so tight. That's why it's so heavy. God hasn't allowed anything on you that you cannot bear. But he's making you, molding you, shaping you, fashioning you for what lies ahead of you. Because he's already blessed you there.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 35 of Mega Grace, the foundation of our faith. We as the body of Christ have been enlightened. Knowledge has increased. It's imperative that we change as the Word of God is coming forth. There has to be evidence of change. Old mindsets and self-condemnation must flee. Our faith has to be focused on Christ and what He has done. His death, burial, and resurrection are the foundation of the finished work. This day, decide, let go and let God.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.